I'm sure most of us have seen and probably have even visited, maybe even climbed Stone Mountain. It's a mile up, a mile back, so you're walking 2 miles. If you haven't done it, it's really kind of an easy climb. This mountain is more than 5 miles in circumference at its base, and you can only see one-third of the mountain. It is estimated that it extends up to 7 miles down into the earth and even runs into parts of North Carolina. No wind or thunderstorm nor flood are going to wash it away. Now, I say all of that to say this. Dear mothers, and can I include fathers, the desire for our children is that they will experience a life of meaning and stability because their lives are also built upon a rock. That solid rock is Christ. All other ground we sing is what? Sinking sand. This morning, I want us to learn how we can have such a life, how we can build our lives on this rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do so, how long and lasting that life really becomes. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 2, and we have a couple of verses that we'll be looking at here. But I want to call your attention first to verse 17, and this really will be our primary verse this morning. And the apostle tells us, 1 John 2, verse 17, "And the world passes away, and the lust thereof." That is true. Don't ever forget that statement. The world passes away, and its lust. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He that does God's will lives forever. I think that's a pretty good statement, a beautiful statement. He that does God's will lives forever. And this is the truth, moms, and I want to include dads and grandmas and grandpas, that we must teach our children that he that does the will of God lives forever. And I want our children to live, to abide forever. We find 2 points in this message. We first find the lesson of the river, and then secondly, the lesson of the rock. Now, regarding the lesson of the river, we find its truth described again in verse 17 by 2 nouns, and they are the world and its lust. And a river is a picture of the world and its desires, its lusts. For these two subjects, world and lust, combine to form something as transient as a river. Again, our verse says, "And the world passes away and the lust thereof." Now, how do we describe, how do we define the world? Well, John is referring here to the cosmos, the philosophical system of this world, which competes for our time, our resources, and our affections. It is the way the human heart, apart from God, views its earthly existence. And in the context here, verse 16 describes the world's lusts. We've described the world. Verse 16 describes the world's cravings. As verse 16, the lust of the flesh, which includes bodily appetites, the lust of the eyes, seen in man's covetous nature and the pride of life, which is the pretension of human life. But then John again tells us that this secular world, which sets itself against God's design of life, is even now passing away. Like a moving panorama, like a flowing river, the world and its pleasurable moments are in a state of continual motion, which means the world really has no present time. The present is simply a moment that falls into the movement into a river of time that silently and then quite quickly disappears downstream forever. It's like a leaf on a river. You know, if you stand by a river and you see it moving past you, you see a leaf coming on your right. As it kind of moves through the ripples of the water, it comes and it's right by you. It's right in front of you. And then the current takes that leaf down the river to a point where you see it no more. It's gone. It was here and then it's gone. And by the way, that leaf on the river, you don't see very long, do you? It's very brief. It's here, but then it's gone. And that's life. It's here, and it's gone. Friends, the world is passing away, which should impact our priorities regarding this world. But sad to say, the world system is teaching our children, and too often they are listening, that what matters is who I am, where I attend school, what I do, how much I am worth. It's all I-centered. Now, certainly we all want our children to be successful in their chosen vocation. But honestly, if homes and status and titles, degrees, and the approval of others, how much money we have in the bank, are what define our children's understanding of life, I am afraid that they are trying to anchor their lives to something very fleeting, something very momentary, and something very short-lived. It's like a leaf on the river. Because again, God's word tells us the world and its desires and its philosophy of life are right now passing away. This living for the world is here for time, and it's basically just a very short time, but then it is gone for an eternity. And then our children will have only lived for the meat that perishes. And how heartbreaking, how empty, and what a waste of the finite time and opportunities God has graciously given to them. Their life was here, but then it's gone. It's forever gone. It is forever gone. That should be sobering to each of us. Amen. The world passeth away and the lusts thereof. One day all their world-centered labors, their lives will be like water running through their fingers. Nothing will stick. Nothing will last. Again, it was here, but now it is gone. It is forever gone. It is all burned up. The world is like a river that is passing away. And Jesus, knowing this truth, states, "What doth it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" And so, moms and dads, let me add grandmas and granddads, let's pray, Lord, help us to teach our children and our grandchildren the lesson of the river, to number their days so that they will apply their hearts unto wisdom, to redeem the time because the days are evil, live for what lasts, to look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Now let me remind you again that all of us have one shot at life. We don't have do-overs. We don't have resets. I have one shot at life. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren have one shot at life. Might their life not be marked by the lesson of the river? Their life will have been better if it had never been lived. How can we live in such a way that brings lasting life? Well, by applying to our children's lives, to our lives, the lesson of the rock. Which brings us to our second point, the lesson of the rock. And friends, the only permanent reality in the universe is the rock, who is Christ. Everything else is like a river passing away. But how do our children experience him as this rock? Well, by doing the will of God, which then means they will live, they will abide forever. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Their labors will remain for their house. Their lives are built upon the rock, which is Christ. And I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 7, where Christ tells us in the Sermon on the Mount about building our lives upon this rock. Verse 24 states, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken..." And isn't that what John is saying in his verse of scripture? "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Jesus said, "Whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a what? A rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof." Psalm 18:2 says, "Of this rock, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." Psalm 18:31 adds, "For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God?" Now, since God is the one who was and is to come, then his will, his plan, is the one permanent element in all the instability of temporal things. Which means when our children obey the will of God, they link themselves with God's divine authority, the eternal rock. And such obedience then transcends the passing river of this world, and they experience the permanent element in human life, which is, or who is, Jesus Christ. Which then means their God-centered deeds will live and not die. And their labors will have no real ending, which all declares their lives are not lived in vain. Nothing then will be meaningless. Again, the life lived in obedience to God's will, which Solomon describes as fearing God and keeping his commandments, which Paul describes in Colossians 3, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence or feelings, which is idolatry. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, as even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." When we fulfill God's will, then yes, our lives begin here, but they will continue over there, which means our labors, our children's labors, our grandchildren's labors, our great-grandchildren's labors are not in vain. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 15:58? "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Young people, adults, you must build your life on Jesus Christ. He and he alone is the rock of your salvation, of my salvation. If you want a life that lasts, not just for time, but for eternity, your life must be found in him. The fire will test one's works, and when our life is found in him, they will come forth as gold and silver and precious stones, not wood, hay, and stubble. And so moms, dads, whatever your family life curriculum might be, whatever you might be teaching your children, grandmothers, whatever you might be teaching your granddaughters and grandsons, the overriding truth, the lesson that must be taught to our children is not to set their affection on the things of this passing world, the river which is flowing away every single second of life, but to set their heart on a life of abiding fellowship with the everlasting God, the rock of their salvation. And yes, the river passes away, but the rock and those who are hidden in that rock abide forever. We sing, hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And the beauty of such a biblical worldview is when our children seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, they fulfill this will of God for their lives. Then all these things will be added unto them, things that truly give meaning and satisfaction and fulfillment to their lives. You know, I found when I live my life for Christ, when I seek him first, when I seek to be a good steward of what he has entrusted to me, I literally put him first with my time, my talent, and my treasure. Then he unfolds to me life. And the things of this world, I enjoy. I know I've said it so often, but you can take a vacation and you can spend all this time and energy planning it and spend all this money to make it happen. But to truly enjoy that vacation, let me say, to truly enjoy that vacation or really anything in life, Jesus must be the center of that experience. And when he is, it seems like life just comes to pass, even in the temporal experiences of life. When we seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, our life really becomes a life that is satisfying and fulfilling. And so I say, might this truth of the rock in 1 John 2:17, he that doeth the will of God abides forever, resound in our homes with heart and voice and life. Parents, moms, live this rock, Jesus-centered life before your children. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Isn't that a beautiful statement? Lead me and guide me. This is graduation time. I am proud of our graduates, those graduating from high school, Daniel Atkins, David Atkins, Christian Johnson, Nathan Long, Josh Mojica, Nathan Neal. Congratulations. Those with advanced degrees, Caitlin Alexander, Caitlin Brown, Victoria Brown, Morgan Sitton, Katie Taylor. I'm proud of all of these young people. You know, it takes some effort to graduate from anything. Amen? But I'll tell you, all of that effort, all of that work, it will be in vain unless these graduates live their lives for Jesus. Take it from old Pastor Lane. I'm trying to tell you the truth. If you live your life like a river, it's going to pass away. If you live your life trying to fulfill the world, trying to find your happiness in the world, trying to find your satisfaction in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, one day you'll look back on your life and you will see nothing that has any eternal value. Which means your life that you lived, you have one shot at life, the life that you lived will really be totally in vain. But he that doeth the will of God, he who builds his life on Jesus Christ, the rock, all that that life is and all that that life has accomplished will last forever. Amen. Young people, build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say, moms, be encouraged. You know, moms have a tough life at times. Amen. Oh, my. They bring these little ones into the world, and that's not an easy journey. And then staying up at night, not getting much of any sleep. And I mean, a baby is a noise on one end and a diaper on the other. But it's tough being a mom. I salute you, moms. I love you for what you do to bring our children into this world, to nourish and cherish them, to give them hope, to give them a foundation upon which they can build their lives. May the Lord bless you, but I don't want your labors to be in vain. I want you to be able to look back and say, you know what? God used me. The lessons I taught my children, the lesson of the river, the lesson of the rock, so that my children will walk in the way of life everlasting. Let me say, moms, maybe your children are adults. You can still pray for them. In fact, I think when our children are adults, we pray even more. Amen. And you can still build your own life on the rock, Christ Jesus, as a testimony to them. May the Lord richly bless, encourage, and give hope to each mother here today. The Lord sees your labors of love. Again, the lesson of the river, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. The lesson of the rock, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Might all of us truly be praying, Lord, praying with David, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.